First, I want to thank the board so much because I don't know if you realize it or not, but it was actually 10 years ago that I was here asking for permission to open Bryan Collegiate. And so we just completed our 10th year of operation, and we have, I feel, great success. And so this is just the yearly update, and we ask for approval as well as approval of our calendar. Just to remind everybody, our early college high schools are an opportunity for students to earn up to 60 college credit hours prior to high school graduation. We target a very specific group of students. We target at-risk, first-generation, low-income students. And you'll see in our demographics in a minute, that's not who all of our kids are, but that's the majority. That's who we actively go out and recruit. We ask teachers and counselors to help us recruit those students as well. And then we are supported by the high school allotment funds, as well as attendance like our other campuses in the district. Okay, so to get into Bryan Collegiate, just to review our admissions procedure, we don't have any academic criteria. We don't look at test scores. We don't look at report cards. Any incoming ninth grade student, it's completely, do you want to be here? And all we do is ask them to complete the process. And so the process is you apply, you come to an interview night. At that interview night, you're asked some very easy questions about what's your favorite book? Who would you want to have dinner with if you could pick anybody in the world? Just kind of get to know you questions. Then the second part of the process is a writing sample. And it's not graded as to how well do you write. We have students who write in Spanish, it doesn't matter. What we're really looking for is, do they want to come to Bryan Collegiate? Because that's what we need to know, is if they want to come. Who our target group is, underrepresented, low income, first generation, at risk. We are definitely always working on improving each of those groups. Our goal is to try and match what our Bryan High and Rudder look like. That's what our goal is our percentages should look like the other high schools. And so we are constantly coming up with ways to how do we recruit those at-risk kids, and then how do we support them and keep them in once we have them. So our cohort for 2021, this is our incoming group of freshmen. There's 150 for next year. Almost 49% are considered at risk, 84% are first generation, 38% will be first to get a high school diploma, 68% are free reduced lunch, and almost 21% are ELL students. And so that's just our freshman class incoming next year.
I'll throw in a question. Have you identified any specific, I don't know if you use the word barriers, but I guess anything that you feel like is a major factor in why students say, even though they would seem to be a good candidate, they choose not to participate? We all can speculate about sports and that sort of thing, but is there anything else that you can identify?
The feedback that I continue to get from my current students who leave, you know, the students who I know somebody, they didn't come here because it continues to be things like they wanted to do band, they want to be in art, they want to be in sports, they want to also be able to take CTE classes. So it's just kind of the nature of the beast, the limitations of what we have. Some students don't want to give up that part.
You are listening to a portion of the report from last night's Bryan School Board meeting from the principal at Bryan Collegiate High School, Christina Richardson. Ms. Richardson pointing out a little bit ago that this is going to be the 10th year of the dual credit high school in conjunction with Blinn and Texas A&M. What you'll hear next is an explanation of three new support initiatives that will start this fall at Bryan Collegiate.
One we just worked on this year, but it'll be even better next year since we now know exactly how to implement it. We began the English 3D class, and this is, if you're familiar with Read 180, this is actually created by the same company as Read 180, and it targets struggling readers, writers, as well as especially ELL students. So whereas Read 180 really focused on comprehension, English 3D focuses on that academic vocabulary, and then also a lot more on writing. And so this was a class primarily for our sophomores. We did have a few freshmen in it, but we really worked hard with our sophomores in this class. And we saw, again, a lot of growth in those students. Families is an initiative that is from my teachers. They have a committee called CELIT, which is the Social Emotional Learning Committee, and they wanted to implement some things that affect social emotional learning. And so this is one part of their plan is families. On Fridays for 30 minutes, everybody on campus will meet with their family. And they had a great time at the end of the year. It was kind of like a Harry Potter sorting hat type of event. They sorted all of the kids into their families. And then at the end of the very last day of school, we did Olympics, and your team was your family, so they kind of got to bond before next school year. But you'll meet every Friday for 30 minutes with your family. And it gives time for our 12th and 11th graders to really peer mentor our 9th and 10th graders. So it's a benefit to our underclassmen, but it's also a benefit to our upperclassmen because it makes them feel connected back to the college. Back to the high school. In 11th and 12th grade, they're spending so much time at Blinn that often you don't see them. They are just gone, and you know, underclassmen are kind of like, who's that kid? And so this will really give a chance to solidify our culture and bring all four grade levels together and support each other. And it's not just kind of a free-for-all. It's not just sit there and talk. We have actually purchased a curriculum for this that they'll use, as well as doing team-building activities and then other things as a need develops. Initially, in the first 6 weeks, teachers will lead the groups, but then student leaders will begin leading the lessons and taking over the group. And our last new initiative is Naviance. This is going to be a computer-based program that kind of helps us put lots of different things that we've been doing. You know, we've had career cruising. We've had, we actually have a paper college graduation portfolio that's, you know, that the kids keep. We have another book that's a community service book. So we have lots of different places. We have Google Docs everywhere. This system brings all of this information into one place. It allows us to keep track. It allows students to keep track. So all their career interest inventories, their learning style inventories, all of those things are in one place. The benefit that I really love is that parents can access this. So a parent will be able to log in and see information on their student. They'll be able to see, did their student submit that college application? What scores does their student have? It also supplies an area of scholarship search, as well as college searches as well. And so we're really excited. We just had another meeting today of trying to get this off the ground. It's a lot of work up front. And so that will be one of our big initiatives next year.